She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Jay.
What up, Jenny? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's your plans for this weekend? Anything
Nothing.
Good?
I was going to try to sneak into a big party tonight, but I don't think it's going to happen, so I'm staying home.
What, the Nays Wireless?
Yeah.
Yeah, sold out.
Yeah.
Yo, Nay, you monster, congratulations.
Shout out to my man, Monster, man.
I may be swinging through in a little while.
I'm going to come through the top of the Capital Community College.
To get in there, I know. I just told Biggs, I might have to go with you, man. All right, so what you got?
Jenny, I guess when it rains, it pours. And I'm talking about my man, R. Kelly. First of all, I know Lifetime about to get sued. But they said,
He said if they aired this documentary, they were going to get sued. Yeah.
So that's happening. But, you know, activists have been trying to get R. Kelly to get him, the music business, to cancel him.
Mm.
So that means get rid of all his stuff, the radio, stop playing him, like take him out of everything.
They've been trying to do that for a while, and it hasn't worked.
This has now spawned a movement called the Mute R. Kelly Movement.
Right.
Right? They got 74 signatures already on a petition to get R. Kelly up out the industry. They want Ticketmaster, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, RCA Records, Sony Music, radio stations, all entities currently playing his music, promoting his events, Jenny.
Mm.
They want it all to stop.
Okay. So this is the thing. Like, when you like I said a few minutes ago, when you first start watching the documentary, okay?
Yes, this is Surviving R. Kelly.
Right. You see, like, his brothers are speaking out. One of his brothers is locked up. The other one's his younger brother. They're, like, mm-hmm. speaking out. One's talking about the fact that he was molested, his younger brother, and went to R. Kelly. And R. Kelly was like, that wasn't true. But it turns out that R. Kelly was molested by a family member.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
So there was just a lot. Like, you feel bad. Like, your heart, you know, your heart hurts.
Uh-huh.
Especially when they show him, like, performing, like, I Believe I Can Fly. Like, you feel, like, sad about the situation, right? But then the women start speaking out, and it is like worse than I ever thought it could be.
I'm intrigued now. I gotta watch it.
I mean, honestly, we've heard the stories. We know about Aaliyah being underage. We know so many things, right? It was worse than I could have ever imagined. They talked about him, like, I guess, had so much control over these females, including mm-hmm. his wife, Andrea Kelly.
Yeah.
They had to ask when they could use the bathroom,
Damn.
When they could eat, if they could leave the bedroom. They were not allowed to look at his friends or talk to his friends. If they did, they would be punished.
This is crazy.
They had to keep their eyes straight ahead. Like, it was...
His pimp game was...
Now I know why the title... And we were laughing yesterday about the title, like, gee, Surviving R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Like, that makes it sound like a horror movie. It was a horror show, Jay.
Well, they're saying episodes 3 and 4 are about his trial.
Right.
Episodes 5 and 6 will be about right now, current times right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I don't know when the next one's coming out. I think tonight, 9 o'clock again?
Yes, 9 o'clock is starting again. Yes, parts 3 and 4.
In. I don't know what's going on the NBA, but I got to find out the NBA schedule
Yo,
first.
Yo, let me... This is like...
figure it out.
This is a can't miss. This is not a corny, made-for-TV
That's what I thought
movie.
It was a made-for-TV
no.
movie. Yeah.
And you know what? John Legend spoke out mm-hmm. against R. Kelly, and last night on Twitter, I'm looking at the Twitter feed, and there was actually someone said that other artists, people, celebrities,
yeah.
such as Lil' Kim and Mary J. Blige, I'm not sure this is true or not,
uh-huh.
were asked to be on the documentary and wouldn't speak out
they
against
ain't
R. Kelly.
Parts of it. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do that.
Man, and you know what? Also, for all these people that want to be like, them women are lying, they're lying or whatever, you know, these women are not gaining anything by going up there.
Which is true.
And saying this. They're
Which
not going to get
they're not getting no money,
they didn't
nothing.
Get paid. They're not going to get endorsements. I felt they were telling the truth.
I got to go watch this thing.
But it's almost scary. And it makes you sick to your stomach. And I watched it last night with my baby daddy, who's like a big, he's a big R. Kelly fan.
And what was he saying?
Yo, he came back this morning from the gym, and he says to me in the kitchen, like, I can't believe what I saw last night.
And downloads one of my favorite songs, but I don't know. This is tough.
Anyway, you can check it out. Hot937.com. That's Hot937.com. Hey, Hot 3 at 3 Countdown's coming up today. We got a family 4-pack of tickets for Disney on Ice.
93.7.
See you in Astroworld. Get ready.